105.3 Seaside FM. I'm Dorothy Lang, still at Easington at a skills exhibition, joined by Colin, hello, and Andrea, hi. Hello. And I'm going to ask you, Andrea, what have you contributed to the show today?
I've put together a history of the public houses of Easington and Kelsey.
Very good. And how long does it take to do research on this?
Probably between 2 and 3 years.
And when did you guys hit upon the idea to do this?
Well, it was all part of, we're part of the skills history group, and we were told to, well, asked if we would decide on a subject that we'd be interested in. I was brought up in a public house in Withernsea, the Spread Eagle, which I lived there for 20 odd years, and my parents were in the public house business for 40 years, so I had some experience. And so I said, well, I'll change the public houses. The Spurn public houses have been researched, so I said, well, I'll just do Easington and Kelsey. So that's where we set off from.
Very good. And Colin, I don't want to leave you out of this. You helped to do the research. What did you do exactly?
I went with my wife to Treasure House in Beverley and went through all the records from back to, what, 1700s? And helped to go through those.
Not too bad. And is there anything special you hit upon during your research?
One or two interesting things. We found a petition going back into the 1700s when one of the landlords was found serving drink after time. And there was a petition from the locals supporting him, saying that he was a good landlord. And if they hadn't sent the petition in to the magistrate, he'd have been thrown out on the street with his children.
Oh, wow. And do you know how this story ended?
I don't. The petition was there, but I don't know what the outcome was. Hopefully, it was a good outcome.
Very good. And is there anything special for you that you think of at the moment?
No, it's too long ago. I forget what I did yesterday.
All right. And, well, that is this year's show. Well, it's almost over, I'd say. Are you already working on another one?
Between the skills group, we're doing the Heritage Trail of Easington and Kelsey, and we're all involved with that.
Okay. And do you need any more supporters or people who can contribute things you can use?
Oh, absolutely. We're always looking for new members of skills, and also anybody that's got any interest in things that they can show us or bring to the group. We certainly want people to contribute.
Very good. And for how long are you a member of skills?
Probably about 5 years.
Right. And is it just interest, or is it really like, it's fun to meet new people?
An interest. I've lived here for, well, 40 years. My husband was born here, and so his family go back a lot more years than I do. And so, you know, we're interested in the history side of it anyway.
Very good. So I thank you guys for the interview. It was incredibly, really incredibly interesting. And I hope you hit upon even more of those interesting stories like the one you told.
Okay.
Thank you very much for joining me. This was Dorothy Rahn for 105.3 Seaside FM at Easington.